Good afternoon, and welcome to the Andy Zenka Youth News Team monthly broadcast. On the third Monday of each month, Adele Kraft and the Youth News Team put together a news show highlighting an issue that's important to them. On today's show, we want to introduce you to everyone who makes the show possible. First up are the students, who will be talking about some interesting facts about themselves, some of their passions, and much more. I'm Mountain Maze, and I hope you enjoy the show.
I'm Enoch. I'm in Two Rivers Community School, and I've been involved with As Yet for about 5 months now. And an interesting fact about myself is that I like candy corn, with unlike 9/10 of the population.
My name is Blake. I go to Basalt Middle School. I've been involved with AZYEP for around 3 years now. And an interesting fact about me is that I have a custom mechanical keyboard.
My name is Inigo. I go to Riverview. I have been involved with AZYEP for almost 2 years now. And I like pancakes.
I'm Andy. I go to Carbondale Middle. And I've been with AZYEP for 2 years. And an interesting fact is that I hate olives.
I'm Ruby. I go to Aspen Middle School. I've been involved with AZYEP for about 2 years. And an interesting fact about me is that I've lived in this valley for the majority of my life.
What is something that you're really passionate about, Enoch?
I'm really passionate about writing or hearing or really just being involved in any sort of storytelling or anything involved with a good story.
Something I'm really passionate about is toast. I think toast is really awesome. And I think it's cool that humans have decided to take something that we cooked and just say, you know what, let's cook it again. I think that's really innovative, and I love toast.
Okay, something that I am passionate about is gaming.
I'm passionate about baseball.
I'm really passionate about social justice.
What do you think is the greatest challenge facing our world today?
I think the biggest challenge would be mental health, which has been steadily declining throughout this past 11 months.
I think that a very large problem in our world is the gap in wealth between the most richest people and the most poorest people in our society. And I think that no one should have more than $1 billion.
The greatest challenge I think facing our world right now is probably the coronavirus with the lung prevention for breathing and all that.
I think the biggest challenge is what's the aftermath of the pandemic going to be?
I think the biggest challenge is the people who are chosen to be put in leadership positions and the people who choose those people to be in those positions.
Where do you see yourself 5 years from now, or what is something that you would like to do in the future, Enoch?
I see myself in college studying English, probably learning how to write a book or scripts for plays or movies, and probably working a side job at a coffee shop.
I see myself hopefully in my senior year of high school, finishing out my school career, and figuring out or already have figured out what I'm going to do with my life.
When I see myself 5 years from now, I think that I would have found a career that I wanted to stick with, and I would be preparing for college and finishing up high school.
I see myself hopefully being a very well-educated person.
I see myself hopefully in college studying law, as well as working some kind of job.
If you could invite one person, living or dead, to be a guest on our radio show, who would it be and what would you talk about?
I would invite a dead person known as Julius Caesar and just ask, why did you just be really bad to everyone and you just thought that you'd be okay and not get stabbed by your best friends?
I would invite... Who'll be cool to have on a radio show? Who'll be a really cool guy? Maybe Stan Lee. Stan Lee seems like a really cool guy to have on a radio show. Just talk about stuff with Stan Lee. That'd be neat. Yeah. Yeah, my person is Stan Lee.
Is there anything specific you'd want to talk about?
I don't know. Just how he came to be one of the, you know, greatest comic book creators of all time.
I would probably invite, maybe I'll invite Albert Einstein and what made him think of a lot of the inventions and equations that he made.
I would invite Louis Armstrong and just talk about music.
I think I would invite Freddie Mercury to talk about society and its standards and norms.
What has been the hardest part of the COVID-19 pandemic for you personally?
The hardest part has been early in the pandemic, having to deal with all of the restrictions in school, what with having to wear a mask and not being able to be with more than, I think it was 17 people. And then later, having to be just at home and with nobody.
I think the hardest part for me was seeing my friendships deteriorate in front of my eyes. Watching that happen in real time was super fun.
The hardest part of the COVID pandemic for me would be sitting inside and not being able to communicate with any other human beings.
I'd say the hardest part is just being separate and like alone.
For me, it would definitely be seeing like friends and family get sick and not be able to be with them or see them.
And on the flip side, what are you looking forward to most when the pandemic is over? Or what is the very first thing you're going to do?
I'm going to go over to Dairy Queen and get the gift card that I got for Christmas and use those $15 to get anything I can think of.
When the pandemic is over, I will probably go to the public pool with all my friends.
What I'm looking forward most is being able to hang out with friends.
I'd go get some face-to-face interactions with people, not over Zoom.
I'm definitely excited to be able to safely fly to LA and see family.
Why are radio and news important to you, Enoch?
Radio and news is important to me because, as I said, I really feel like a good story. So radio was kind of the first thing that was able to have widespread information and storytelling. And then news is just telling people what's going on, because nothing is worse than being ignorant.
I think radio and news are important because without news, obviously, it's hard to know what's going on. And for me, especially, I like to stay up to date on things. Obviously, that's not unique to me, but, you know, it's good to know what's going on in our world. So it's nice that we can.
Radio and news is important to me because, well, radio gives us a chance to just enjoy our drives and being in the house. And news is important so we actually have communication with the outside world and we know what's going on.
I think radio is important. You can hear everyone's different tastes in music, and news is important so you can find out what's going on in the world.
Radio news is super important to me to be able to see different perspectives on like big issues.
What do you think our world would be like without news or without widespread news? Like if everything was communicated through person to person, mouth to mouth communication.
Well, obviously information would get around a lot slower and there would be probably no international interaction, because if you can't send some mail over across the Atlantic Ocean, how are you going to know what's going on over in Greece or something? You can't buy and trade stocks if you don't even know what's going on.
I think that the way that people form their opinions on different topics would change drastically because they're getting it from different people.
it would probably be a lot easier for viruses to spread, such as this one, because we wouldn't be aware of certain things, and we wouldn't be aware that another country had developed a cure, or and wars would be a lot harder for any side to win, because we wouldn't know if they had created a bioweapon, or we wouldn't know if the other one created a nuclear weapon.
If there's no news, then you wouldn't be able to find out what's happening in the whole nation or the whole world. You'd only be able to find out what's happening in your town or area.
I think there would be a lot more misinformation about different things because everything would have to be hearsay.
Before we conclude, is there anything else that you would like to share with the listeners or anything you would like them to know?
Wear your masks.
Thanks to all the students and the Youth News team for sharing. This has been a little different for the news team. During COVID-19, all of our shows are remotely recorded and edited. That's where I come in. I'm Mountain Maze, and for the last 4 years, I was a member of the Youth News team. But I've graduated from middle school and began helping out as the program's production assistant, learning about what it takes to produce a podcast. On the next part of today's show, the Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program's project coordinator, Hallie Zander, and I talk about radio production.
Hi, I'm Mountain Maze. I'm a freshman at Roaring Fork High School, and I've been with AZYEP for 4 years now, and I live in Carbondale, Colorado.
What made you want to stick around for 4 years? That's a long time. It's your entire middle school career.
What made me stay around was I have a really big passion for music, and I like playing the music I like to our town, and I guess to the world in some case. And I like a lot of the technical aspects. I like learning about what's kind of behind the scenes, and yeah.
Nice. So can you describe what your role is now, what you've been doing, how you've been involved?
Do I have a title? Like what? So currently I am production assistant for the Andy Zinka Youth News team, and I'm also doing a couple radio shows here and there. As production assistant, I'm editing audio and developing the story as it goes on after the news team has recorded and submitted it to us.
You said that you are most interested in the technical aspects of radio. Can you expand a little bit on that?
I'm most interested in the technical aspects, meaning I have really liked to know, you know, what kind of goes on behind the curtain, how everything works. And I've just always been into technology since I was a kid. And so it's been a really good thing to be a part of this whole program.
Where else have you been learning about this stuff? Because I know that you often come to the station and you help Beth out with her computer sometimes. And you, when I first started, you kind of showed me the ropes with the portable recorders. And so where else have you been learning this stuff?
Of course, I've learned some of this stuff from other employees at the station, other people I know. And a lot of it, I've just kind of figured it out myself. I've just kind of, you know, I've been given a task and I've figured it out. And then I made sure I'm doing the task right. And then I pass my knowledge on to anybody else that needs to know.
What are some of the bigger responsibilities you've been given recently that you've had to kind of think on the fly and learn?
I would say a pretty big responsibility of mine is making sure the whole show kind of runs smoothly with the whole new show kind of runs smoothly. I make sure all the music is arranged and the narration, everything's in a good spot so it sounds good for the listeners.
What about with the 20th anniversary? Were you given any special responsibilities there?
Yeah, for the 20th anniversary, I was the live production manager. So I was in charge of running the live feed, making sure everything stayed up and running, and making sure it all looked good. So that was a big responsibility for all the people that were watching at home.
Who are some of your favorite KD&K DJs to listen to? Whether that's some of your friends or some of the adults at the station?
I don't really have favorites. I like them all pretty much. I like listening to the of course, the music shows, and I also like listening to the newscasts. And the newscasts, of course, I'm paying attention to the news, but I'm also paying attention to, you know, what's going on behind the scenes, how it's all running and stuff.
Yeah. So where do you get a lot of your news nowadays? From Katie and Kate, it seems like, but where else?
I get my news from school. Like, you know, I'm in a geography class and we go over a lot of current events. I get a lot from the internet and social media.
It seems like, you know, I've been talking to some seniors in high school recently about how they first learned about the Capitol riots, and a number of them said that they first saw it on social media.
Yeah, because it was happening. The Capitol riots were happening while we were in school. So a lot of our history and geography teachers started, you know, talking about it in their classes as just the news was developing. They were getting notifications and stuff, sharing it with the class.
How is everybody at school sitting with it? Is it something that people are still talking about? Was it a big event and now we're moving on?
Yeah, a lot of teachers were saying, you know, you're living through history. This has never happened ever before. And we understood that, but it's just kind of just like moved on. We're not talking about it much anymore, but we did go over it.
So what has been your favorite part of working in radio? Which aspects? Is it the interviews, the production? Are you enjoying writing scripts now as you're starting to get into that?
I think my favorite part of being a part of this program is probably the technical aspect, learning how everything works. And I also like conducting and receiving interviews.
Cool. What's been one of your favorite interviews that you've done so far?
Some of my favorite interviews probably happened when I was in news team. We covered a lot of good topics and I enjoyed those.
You've transitioned to out of the news team because you finished middle school and into high school during a pandemic where your school's going from virtual to in-person, sometimes back to virtual again. Can you just give the community a little update on what that's been like as a student?
The switches between virtual and in-person learning have been somewhat of a challenge, but once we got into the hang of, you know, what you need to do, whether you're in person or virtual, it became not so much of a struggle anymore because we know where we need to be. We know the schedules. The teachers have made it very nice for us, telling us where we need to be, posting everything, making sure it's super clear for the students.
That's great to have teachers that are making it as easy as possible.
For sure.
What are you most interested in learning about in radio moving forward?
Moving forward, I would like to learn about more of the logical aspect, like writing the scripts, conducting the interviews even more, even though I have before, scheduling, making sure it all works for people, because I've never done this before, so.
No, yeah. Scheduling is a huge part of radio and a huge part of all media, and there's definitely some of that that we can cover this semester. Mountain, anything else you want to share about your time with Andy Zanka or with the Youth News team?
I think if you're listening to this and you want to get involved and if you want to be a part of the students in our community, shoot Hallie or Beth an email and get in touch.
Thank you for listening to this month's show. Tune in again on the third of Monday of each month. You've been listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. I'm Mountain Mays.
Hi, Katie and Kay listeners. This is Hallie Zander, the program coordinator and podcast producer at the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. After the Capitol riots in January, I sat down with some students at Glenwood Springs High School to debrief the events. Our mission was clearly at work when senior Annika Buchan ended our conversation with this glorious message of support.
Thank you for letting us talk about this. We don't often get asked to talk about these types of things. We just get to sit back and watch, really, for a while. So it's nice to be asked to talk about these things. I have been called naive, and my opinion's naive because I'm not old enough to understand. I'm not educated enough, and I haven't lived in the world long enough to understand the big things that are being talked about. But it's not, these aren't hard concepts. It's just basic morals and the desire to do something right and to fight for the right things. Thank you for letting us talk about something that's really important.
Thank you, Annika, and all of the students at ASYEP for sharing your voice.